Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Doing good, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you. Am I the only one on?
You're the only one on right now.
Okay.
And so I don't want to start until we get someone else coming.
Thank you for that email. Thank you for that email on the charity the other day on the Sadaka.
You're welcome. I hope you found it helpful.
Yeah, well, I sent to them some. Hopefully, they, you know.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brandon.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Brandy. How you doing, girl?
Okay.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gidula chiminha. Tati. Serua. Alephikimo yutak sadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu macharenu nova kufre shayan spintet nun nagibor dor sheyudcha kevavat Sham Ren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhen Tacharen Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Yam Ren Betet Resh Saritat Gimel Chasin Kadosh Virov Tucha Na adata het kufet tet nunayan yachid geye lamcha penei zokre kedushata yud gimalamet pei zayin kuf shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei Elachum Vechanun Erech Apayim V'ral Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alachim Notze Avon Wapesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kononeh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kononehu. Rabbi Abba Amar b'kama atar ta'neinan d'kudsha b'richu koma di'aveh Leila witata kolai hu kishot viovada dikshot beleidlach mila bialma ivae barnash bedat yaleya mineya ulan haga beya kalana dehakulu ovada Big shot inun with all lives to reach the Alma. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal, Vayavo, Amelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Achoti Udlabev, Ve'ene Shetei Levivot, Ve'evre Miyada. The second verse that has this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai ladonai ohe wahe liata nasata awon chatati selah. The year 5777 has the energy of the wake up, as well as the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates as a peer-like brothers. When we have the final letters of these words, we have Gir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letter letters of this name are separated by 7 letters each. Kim va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are 2 verses that connect to this energy. The verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'ayu limat velo yachlu lahavshit. Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem ha'leviim ad kelo tamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'leviim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. The second verse that we study connecting to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu v'Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki bia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The third, the year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol ha-machaboiya, asher yidchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachum, v'halakti ichem v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti, O Tov B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
V'sam t'imakom v'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakan tak tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosipu v'nei avla l'anoto Ka'asher Barishona.
We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he Aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa he he ya yozala me be hey hey re yo hey ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pe hey la yo la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa yo ta hey hey a a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ga me be me nu ko a yo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Now the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi a lo ya la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he a yo he yo me nu de he 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 wa nu yo he he shi he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi la la me nu he la nu wa ta me la he he a he yo nu ko me do re la he de he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me hey la yo me say me. There is a meditation that we do during these last 45 days prior to the new year. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Unique Astrological Events link. It's when you open up that link, scroll down almost to the bottom in the area that's talking about to Baal, and there's a second link in that section that takes you to the meditation. And we do the meditation by saying each letter with its root vowel. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, yo wada, hey ah, wa yo wada, hey ah, wa wa, hey ah, yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, yo wada, hey ah, wa yo wada, hey ah, yo wa wa, hey ah. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, yo wada, hey ah, wa wa, yo wada, hey ah, wa wa, hey ah, yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, yo wada, hey ah, wa wa, yo wada, hey ah, wa wa, hey ah. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, wa wa. Yo wada, hey ah, wa wa, hey ah. The Sadikim who left this day, I believe it's the 20th day of Av. No, it's the 19th day of Av. Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Machir Kuli, the author of Me'om Loez. I highly recommend that book. There are English translations. Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Nemrod. Rabbi Shimon Shalom ben Rabbi Menachem Kalish of Amshinot. Rabbi Menachem Nahum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. In the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, now, our class tonight is the writings of the Ari. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, second column from the left. It talks about the writings of the Ari. If you open that page up, it becomes a list of writings that the Yari has done that has been translated. And you will find it under the Parsha of Ekev. There are three links. We will be reading from the third one to begin with. That is titled, Eating is a Divine Reflection. Kabbalah teaches the secret meditations of washing one's fingers before grace. This is known as Mayim Achronim, the final waters. Proper attention to washing and reciting the blessings after a meal sensitizes the soul. In the portion of the Torah read this week, Moses gives the Jewish people the mitzvah to recite grace after meals. When you have eaten and are full, you shall bless Hashem, your Lord, for the good land he has given you. There are many laws surrounding the proper performance of this mitzvah, and the Arizal discusses the mystical dimension of them in great detail. This is a discussion of the Berkat HaMazon. One of these laws is that of Mayim Achronim, the water after the meal. Before reciting grace, the individual is required to rinse his fingertips. Know that the other side hovers over the table,
as is described in the Zohar, and can gain control over an individual then more than it can at other times. As described in the Zohar, eating and drinking by their nature bolster a person's material orientation, thereby desensitizing him to spirituality and experience of divinity. A person is thus, after having eaten his full, particularly susceptible to the power of evil. This is particularly true if he has eaten by himself, and there are not three to recite grace together. For the invitation to recite grace, the zimun, drives away the other side from the table, from sitting over the table, as is mentioned in the Zohar, regarding the incident of the young child. The invitation to recite grace weakens the power of evil present at the table. According to Jewish law, if three or more men, and in some minyans three or more people, have eaten bread together, they must recite grace together. One of the party acts as the leader and formally invites the others to join him in reciting grace. In the Zohar, it is recounted that the young orphan son of Rabbi Hamuna, the elder, possessed great spiritual perception and mystical knowledge of the Torah. One of the teachings he shared with his guests, the two students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was that when the invitation to recite grace is recited, it weakens the power of evil that is present over the table, at the table. And I am adding that this young son is known as the Yanuka and is within the parasha of Balak in the Sulam Zohar. The collective power of the three individuals' divine souls and the positive energy generated by their camaraderie overcomes the negative power of evil. This occurs, however, only when they consciously join their individual energies together to recite grace. That is, to focus on the spiritual dimension of the meal rather than simply the sensual pleasure of eating. Hence the power and importance of the invitation to recite grace. A person must therefore be very careful to have the proper intentions when rinsing his fingertips after the meal, in order that the other side not prosecute against him. Whenever a person succumbs to the temptations of evil, the sin he performs acts as a prosecutor against him at the heavenly court. For by giving it this gift, as is known, the other side departs, leaving the person alone. In the beginning of the meal, it is just a guest. But if the individual does not recite grace with the proper intention and concentration, it becomes the host and prosecutes against him. As we said, this is particularly true if one dines by himself, without the protection offered by the invitation to recite grace. If the evil receives this minimal sustenance, it is satisfied. Rinsing the remains of the meal off the fingertips is seen as throwing the dog a bone. Evil possesses no intrinsic power. It derives its power solely by virtue of man's misdeeds. However, in the present order, it must be present to at least some minimal extent in order for there to be free choice. If evil receives this minimal sustenance, it is satisfied, and realizing that it has nothing more to expect from this meal, it departs. This is the end of part one. Does anybody have any questions? Before I go into the meditation that the Ari has given us, which is rather extensive, which is part two, I will just briefly mention what I did not write as a commentary. The meditation I was taught at the moment that you wash your fingers, which literally means up to the third knuckle, up to the palm, but not including the palm. As you wash your fingers, you meditate that Satan is to be sent away. That's a very simple meditation that you can remember at all times. What we will now explain from the Ari is a very extensive meditation that I recommend that you learn, but it's a process. It's not something you will remember immediately. This is a finger washing meditation. This is what you should meditate on when rinsing the fingertips. The initials of the words for after water, Mayim Achronim, are Mem Aleph, as are the initial and final letters of the word for after, in Hebrew, Achronim, itself. The numerical value of Mem Aleph is 41. Align the first Mem Aleph with the 41 letters in the name Echieh, spelled out with the letter Yud, and the second Mem Aleph with the 41 letters in this name spelled out with the letter Aleph. That's the meditation. But of course, it's kind of hard to follow on its own. So we're going to read more and look at it in more detail. The name Echieh, spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey, can be spelled out either with Yuds or with Alephs. Two iterations of the spelling out process yield a total of 41 letters in each case. 4 for the name itself, 10 for the first spelling out, and 27 for the spelling out of the final letter. 27 plus 10 plus 4 is 41. Echieh has 4 letters, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. The first spelling out has 10 letters. Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. The Hey, first Hey is Hey Yud. Then comes Vav Aleph Vav. And then the final Hey is Hey Yud. Total of 10 letters. The second spelling out has 27 letters as follows. By spelling out each of the 10 letters mentioned above, leads to a total of 27 letters. Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet, Pei Aleph, Hey Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Vav Aleph Vav, Aleph Lamed Dalet, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. When the second spelling out changes from a yud to a hey within the heys themselves, the letter count does not change. Intend to remove and banish the other side from the table by means of these two sets of 41 letters, so that it not take any more than its rightful portion. Meditate on this idea in the context of the form of your own hand. This is a different meditation that you can try and follow as well. Meditate on this idea in the context of the form of your own hand as follows. Consider the four fingers of your right hand together and the thumb by itself. There are 10 letters associated with each finger and one associated with the thumb. This gives a total of 41 for the 41 letters of the name Etchier spelled out with the letter Yud. And follow the same pattern with the five fingers of your left hand for the 41 letters of the name Etchier spelled out with the letter Dalet. Excuse me, the letter Aleph. Meditate thus as your fingers are pointed downward, as is known when rinsing the fingertips after the meal. One should point the fingers downward. I found in my notes another slightly different meditation. According to this, you should associate your right thumb with the four letters of the simple spelling of the name Ephie, since the thumb is the chief and best finger. The letters of the name proper are associated with it. Then associate your other four fingers with the letters of the spelling out and the letters spelling out of the spelling out using the letter Yud. Associate as well the four letters of the name Echie and the 10 letters of the first spelling out, a total of 14 letters, with the 14 joints of the five fingers of your hand. In a similar fashion, associate the letters of the name Echie spelled out with the letter Aleph with the fingers of your left hand. And here's an explanation that will make it easier to understand. Each of the four fingers has three joints, and the thumb has two. Thus we have 4 × 3 = 12, + 2 = 14. According to the prayer book with the commentary by Rabbi Chabsi of Rashko, here's the meditation recommended by Rabbi Chabsi. You have the right hand and the left hand. The thumb will have Aleph Hey Yud Hey twice, one for the right hand, one for the left hand. The first finger will have the Aleph spelled out, Aleph Lamed Pei, and the second iteration of the Aleph, which is, becomes Aleph Lamed Pei on both hands. The second figure will have the letter He, spelled out He Yud, plus the second iteration of He and Yud, which would be He Yud, and then Yud Vav Dalet. And those would be the letters associated with the second finger. The third finger would you have Yud Vav Dalet plus the second iteration of Yud Vav Dalet on both hands. The fourth finger would have the final He spelled out with a Yud plus the second iteration of the He Yud on both hands. So you see, we've presented you with three meditations. You can do one, you can do two, you can do all three, or you can do the simple one as the fourth kind. Now I'm continuing to read. Based on the above descriptions, you can understand the statement of our sages that washing the fingertips after the meal is an obligation, For the numerical value of the word for obligation, in Hebrew it's chova, is the same as that of the name Echye. Chova is spelled chetva bet he, which is 21, and Echye is 21. The mystical meaning of this statement is that is thus that when washing the fingertips after the meal, one must meditate on the name Echye, as we have explained. Now, one should not make any interruption between rinsing the fingertips and reciting the grace after meals. I, Chaim Vital, was once with my master, the Arizal, and someone came to me and said that he had been suffering from severe shoulder pains for 2 days. My master looked at him and said that his pain came from his having made an interruption between rinsing the fingertips and reciting grace after meals. By studying a chapter of the Mishnah, he thus transgressed the instruction of our sages to proceed directly from the rinsing to the blessing. In so doing, he transmuted the word for directly. In Hebrew, tekef, spelled tav kaf pei, into the word for shoulder, the same letters, spelled kuf tav pei. The letters are rearranged and one letter has been exchanged because they sound alike. Kaf, which is gematria 100, and Kuf, which is gematria 20. Actually, it's the other way around. Kaf, which is gematria 20, and Kuf, which is gematria 100. And thus he felt the pain in his shoulder. And this is an interesting observation, reinforcing what Kabbalah has been teaching us, that where your body has problems in health-wise is indicating to you what is the nature of the mistake that you're suffering pain because you did that pain, that action. Continuing to read. One must not make any interruption between the rinsing and the recital of grace. From this we see that one must not make any interruption between the rinsing and the recital of grace, even with words from the Torah. If one wishes to converse at his table in the Torah, as our sages have said, one should recite words of Torah at the eating table, at the altar of the food. He should do so before the rinsing of the fingertips. By not allowing any interruption between rinsing the fingertips and the recitation of grace, the individual demonstrates that they form one conceptual unit. That is, the spiritual meaning of the former is also that of the latter. Nonetheless, one should recite the following verses after rinsing the fingertips before beginning the grace after meals, the entire Psalm 67, and then the verse, I will bless God at all times. His praise is always in my mouth, which is Psalms 34:2. And this is because the other side hovers over the table, as we have said, and it is called at all times, as in the verse, he must not come into the sanctuary at all times. The Torah commands that the high priest not enter the Holy of Holies whenever he wants, meaning at all times, but rather only on the day of Yom Kippur. In this context, the phrase at all times is seen as something that prevents one from entering the realm of holiness. Reciting the verse, I will bless God at all times, is thus seen as a formula
that neutralizes the power of evil present at the table. On Yom Kippur, the evil that can potentially become empowered through the process of eating is not operative. It is interesting to note that on Yom Kippur, the one day when the Torah allows the high priest to enter the inner sanctum of the temple, is a total fast day. On this day, of course, the evil that can potentially become empowered through the process of eating is not operative. In order to remove the evil from there, the table, one must recite the invitation to recite grace. Bring us the goblet and we will bless, as is stated in the story of the Eunuch in the Zohar. We therefore recite the verse, I will bless God at all times. In case a person is eating by himself and cannot say, bring us and we will bless, meaning there isn't three people at the table, one should then say, ultimately, all is known. Fear of God and observe his mitzvot, for this is the whole purpose of man. Then one should say, my mouth will utter the praise of Hashem, and let all flesh praise his holy name forever. And we will bless God from now to all eternity. Praise God. And he said to me, this is the table that is before Hashem. Only then should he commence grace after the meals. The common denominator of all these verses is that the person saying them is declaring his wish to orient his consciousness toward the divine dimension of eating rather than the worldly material aspects. As such, these verses do not constitute a thematic interruption between the rinsing of the fingertips and the recitation of grace. That's the end of the section, the end of the essay by Rabbi Isaac Luria's teaching to his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital. Does anyone have a question? I highly recommend that you take the time to memorize the Hebrew for Psalm 67. We say it often during the counting of the Omer for 49 days in a row. We say it twice a day in the Sephardic tradition. So it is something you are used to hearing. I just recommend that you start to utilize it with grace after meals. You all have a good evening. Great peace to all of you.
Thank you.
I didn't hear. Was it a question or just saying goodbye?
Well, goodbye, but I guess I do have a question. If you've eaten and you didn't eat bread, would you still follow the same procedure with the final waters meditation?
Some people do and some people don't. So it's really a different communities have different minhagim.
Mm-hmm.
My intention would be, even with three men, I would say that if there were three people eating at the meal and you had mezzanot, or even if you had adama, you're saying blessings afterwards. And so I would wash hands, because the satan is sitting over the table unless you send him away. If you're eating by yourself, say these other verses.
Mm-hmm.
That is my recommendation. But it's a personal choice. Sometimes we don't have the time to do this. But the question you have to ask yourself, if you have time to eat, don't you have time to thank Hashem? Go ahead, Hannah.
Okay, let me think. I lost my train of thought. The little ceremonial bowl is so little. I've wondered how can you wash your hands with it at all. You know, it's just a little small bowl and a little small cup. I can see it, individually, but you have several people at the table, and if they're sitting at the table, then, you know, like I have to have like three towels.
I would not use the small bowl. I would bring a larger bowl with enough water that every person at the table could wash their fingers.
Okay.
The Ashkenazis only wash their fingers up to the first knuckle. And that's why you're looking at such a small bowl.
Okay.
These are different customs. I'm not criticizing you.
Okay, so you would need a bowl and you would need a pitcher with water and a towel.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And the water, when you pour the water over the fingers and into the bowl, that water in that bowl should be carefully poured out in your sink.
Okay,
because
good.
That is considered the most negative water on earth. You don't want it to spill. You don't want it to have any contact with anything in your home. Be very careful and just pour it directly down the drain. Don't even pour it onto the sink so that it goes into the drain. Pour it directly onto the drain. That's my recommendation.
Okay. I asked my Israeli guest about it, and they said it was not their custom. You know, so very timely, your teaching. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I had even read it today. Okay.
I'm sorry?
I had read the handout today, and I actually had printed two copies. One because you've already taught in other classes about the final waters, and I knew about it, but I thought it was only associated at Passover because I had only seen it done in a Passover Seder on a video. and I know you have it mentioned in your prayer series as well. So it's something I've been getting a little bit along the way, but just haven't really put to practice. And so I'm glad that we're getting the teaching now. Thank you.
I am too. I learned a lot from preparing this because I had not seen this full all of these meditations before.
Well, I always think start slow and then keep going after that. You know, if you get one down, then you go to another.
Yes.
So, okay.
You have a good one.
You too. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.